We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're airing all across the planet stories of entrepreneurship. And I want to thank our friends all week at Gray, Gray & Gray. Great place. I love this office. I'm here with Rich Hershen as my co-host, the partner at Gray, Gray & Gray. Thanks, Rich.
Good to be here, Jeff. Thanks.
You're here every day. I mean, I'm the guest.
But so. Good to be here on Radio Entrepreneurs. That's what I meant. I'll be more specific next time.
I'm not that smart. I was too literal there. Our next guest, not really a guest, part of the Radio Entrepreneurs team, serial interviewee of ours, Toby Stapleton from UMass Dartmouth SNEEF. And there's a lot going on with SNEEF, right, Toby?
There is, Jeffrey. Thanks for having me on the show.
Pleasure.
Rich, nice to be here. And what I thought I'd talk about today is really three things. One is to report that entrepreneurship is alive and well on the South Coast and some of the activities that we've been doing over the last few months. Two, let the listeners know that we've got a couple great events coming up over the next few months to support entrepreneurship. And three, talk about some of the things that we have planned from a long-term perspective that could help companies not just in the South Coast, but in Southern New England in general.
Sounds good.
Great. Let's go through each one and hear about them.
All right, great. Perfect. Yeah, well, on the entrepreneurship is alive and well front, over the last couple weeks, we've been, as you know, we've been laying the groundwork for developing an entrepreneurial ecosystem in Southeastern Mass through a mixture of programming as well as one-on-one assistance to not just entrepreneurs, but to get students and faculty at the campus interested in building companies through the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, which is UMass Dartmouth's business incubator. We provide assistance to companies in a number of ways, primarily through hosting an incubator that provides a physical space for companies to start up, but also we have laboratories, a prototype and machine shop with a dedicated machinist, as well as environmental chem lab and life sciences lab that provides assistance to companies in those spaces and those verticals to get up and running. So what we want to do is to engage more students and faculty on campus to think about starting a business. And on that front, at the end of April of this year, we held a startup weekend event where we had over 70 students give up a sunny weekend to build or pursue their ideas around a business. We had over 20 ideas get pitched, 8 of those got selected, and the company that won, or the team that won, was made up of 2 PhD students who worked on a device that was prototyped in our prototyping lab, a 3D printer, that helps patients with chronic pulmonary heart problems to better engage with their doctors. And it was an example of not only a physical product that we were able to build out in the prototype lab, but also an example of bringing a technical expertise into actually designing a product that one of the PhD students, her parents were both medical doctors and they specialize in the heart, and they had mentioned to her a few months ago that this is a chronic issue, that monitoring patients at home is a challenge. So the product that they came up with was something that the patients could take, a doctor could prescribe to them, the patient could take home, and they could do a little self-monitoring and reporting through the Internet of Things back to their physician. Now, that's a great story in and of itself.
But it's a great story.
But the better story is that they did all of that in 54 hours. So from Friday to Sunday, they had a minimally, so they had the concept on Friday. Saturday, they did some pivoting about what exactly this thing would look like. They talked to some potential end users. They talked to physicians, which they had access to. And then by Sunday, they had a minimally viable product that they pitched to a panel of judges who were made up investors, business consultants, and marketing experts. And it's just one example. The other example I'd love to...
Just even before you say that, you know what it sounds like? You know, all the advertising days with Rich Hates hearing about, you always hear about, you build the strategy, but the organization has to live it.
Right.
And I'm seeing the UMass commercials on TV, And it's like that's a living example of the commercials being reality.
That's right. Yeah, in fact, now that Marty Meehan has taken over as president of the UMass system, one of the things that we've seen a lot more than in years past is we're working collaboratively with the five campuses to build a system-wide structure around entrepreneurship. And so for our campus in Dartmouth, we have a little ways to go in terms of building that that platform for students and the region to benefit from the resources that we have on campus. And one of those verticals that we are really strong in at UMass Dartmouth is marine technology. In fact, over the last year alone, we've done two programs, one again in April of this year, that was dedicated to marine innovation, so maritime technologies and companies making sensors all the way to companies that are actually making underwater autonomous vehicles. And we had companies from all aspects of that that industry, from the big players, the Hydroid, the Teledynes, and other companies that have hundreds of employees, billions of dollars in revenue, all the way down to a company like Riptide, which is a startup made up of approximately 4 to 5 people that have experience in this space, but are building a vehicle company essentially from the ground floor up. Technology is that they're building something that is smaller and cheaper than what's available on the market today. And so we were fortunate to have them as we provided a forum, a day-long forum for technology companies to talk about what they're doing and what the innovations are in that space. But we gave 8 new startups the opportunity to do a 5-minute elevator pitch, and we even had a product that is a dock, essentially a solar charged dock that allows for recharging of autonomous vehicles and other technologies on a brand new platform that was actually launched at our event. So we're doing a lot of things to shine the light on what's happening around entrepreneurship, specifically around marine tech, but we're also doing programming to help those companies get going. And so one of the things I wanted to mention to your audience is that we have this organization, as Jeffrey, as you know, the Southern New England Entrepreneurs Forum, which has been around for the last 10 years, group of volunteers that are just passionate about entrepreneurship in the South Coast in Southern New England region. And our footprint is really, from Rhode Island all the way out to Cape Cod. And on June 9th, we are partnering with the Entrepreneurship for All group, as well as a group called SoCo Launch and other organizations, to do our annual end-of-the-year event, which is a clam boil for those that are interested. I'm happy to describe the difference between a clam boil and a clam bake, but clam boil is something indigenous, certainly to our region of the state, between Fall River and New Bedford. And what we want to do is to showcase what's happening in entrepreneurship and in our region. And so this is a great opportunity to do that.
So certainly I'd imagine your region, just because of the geographic location, can have a lot of connections to the ocean and marine, things like that. Anything else that's unique about your area?
Well, one of the things that we have is, we have that close proximity. We're on the ocean, essentially. We've got two world-class organizations, the Naval Undersea Warfare Center, as well as the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute in our region. But what we're seeing is a couple other industries popping up within our region of the state, and that's green technology, particularly as it relates to the ocean. We have a company working on a wave electrical generator. We have got an SBIR funding for their project, as well as some funding from the state. We have a group that just located in New Bedford that's working on a undersea turbine. So when the current comes in, it spins, generates electricity. When the water goes out, it spins and generates electricity. They just received some significant funding from the federal government. So we're seeing marine technology, we're seeing green technology, and of course we're seeing a smattering from other industries.
Go home and lie in bed and think, "Oh my God, I'm right in the middle of watching the future happen."
Yeah, so One of the things that, you know, I'm generally modest about things, but one of the things I can say for sure is that we are at the center of the change that's happening within southeastern Massachusetts. And 5 years from now, we're going to see a completely different makeup in terms of the industry sectors that are representative in the south coast of Massachusetts. And I think marine tech is a good example of that, but it's not exclusive to others. We've got some green tech industries that are world class that are forming up within southeastern Massachusetts that we haven't seen before. So I think that in and of itself, the story about, you know, going from a traditional manufacturing economy, a traditional industry base that was present even into the mid-2000s, that's, again, because of global competitive factors has gone away, that diversification of the economy, I think, is exciting. And certainly, it's great to be in the heart of it, you know, that and anyone who is in the thick of things probably doesn't really get to step back and see what's fully going on from a transformative standpoint. So 10 years from now, when, you know, that when we get to sit back and look at what's happened, I think we'll be excited about those changes.
Well, I hope we're all here in 10 years to do that.
That's right.
That would be the best part of the story.
That's right.
That's a good starting point. Since I can say with assurance I'm the oldest person in the room right now. Say that for most of my career. So tell us, June 9th event, how do people find out about it?
So the easiest way to find out about that is to go to the SNEEF website, www.sneef.org, and you can certainly find out more about all of the programs that we're doing through the Center for Innovation Entrepreneurship at the UMass Dartmouth website, umassd.edu/innovate.
Wonderful. I'm not going to be at the June 9th event, but we want Radio
Entrepreneurs
to be
Jeffrey,
there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in Florida. But
I will also say that on July 13th, we have the privilege of hosting Radio Entrepreneurs for a broadcast from the Center for Innovation Entrepreneurship that will showcase some of the things that I just mentioned, as well as the companies within the building.
I'll be there. Maybe we'll get Rich to come, too. He'll bring a Speedo.
Great. Perfect. Perfect.
That's what we'll do. Yeah.
Understated Rich. You'll never see me in a Speedo. So... Great having
We're
you on
all
the
happy
show
about
again.
That.
Yeah, me too. Great having you on the show. Love having SNEEF. Love the UMass initiatives. Love the commercials. I think the commercials are inspiring. I know you didn't do the commercials, but it is.
And it's no, but nice. They are. They are.
But they are inspiring, and they generate. I think they should generate a lot of activity. I like the theme that they're really pursuing.
Yeah, and I think with us, you know, with UMass, I think it's an institution that, has done some world-class things, you know, not just from a system-wide perspective, but each of the campuses have something that's really unique that they bring to their regions, and certainly something that at UMass Dartmouth we're playing into and trying to leverage our strengths in a way that grows the region's economy.
You're coming back next month, too.
I'll be back.
Great. Love having you on the show. Looking forward to July the 13th. That's one of my favorite weeks of the year.
Great.
Always. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. I'll learn my name one of these days. With Rich Hershen from Gray, Gray & Gray. I also our host for the whole week. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.